USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Top White House Coronavirus Task Force medical experts out with very sobering information. They're now predicting the pandemic in the U.S. could kill around 100,000 Americans to as many as maybe a quarter million before it's all over. And they say that's even with people practicing strict social distancing measures. It's claimed a life at the U.S. State Department.
We've had a State Department official pass away as a result of this virus, one of our team members.
Secretary Mike Pompeo did not elaborate during the news briefing yesterday, but it is known to be the first fatality within the U.S. diplomatic corps. FEMA is literally rolling into New York City to help with the coronavirus pandemic there. FEMA saying that it's sending 250 ambulances along with 500 EMTs and paramedics to the Big Apple. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
Yeah, you hear the commercials, and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey, to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
U.S. health officials still debating whether to implement a nationwide face mask guideline to protect Americans from coronavirus. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams, though, is pushing against it.
Wearing a mask improperly can actually increase your risk of getting disease. It can also give you a false sense of security, and you see many of these pictures with people out and about, closer than 6 feet to each other, but still wearing a mask.
The CDC has been considering making the public wear masks, but it's also concerned about a possible shortage of such protective equipment for first-line healthcare workers. Today has been deemed Census Day, as Americans are being urged to start filling out their questionnaires. The census happens every 10 years. It determines how and where billions of dollars of federal funding is used. It's the first time people can fill out their responses online. Some people have a concern about that, citing privacy concerns and security, but they can still mail their forms in. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
U.S. prisons will be going into virtual lockdown today to fight coronavirus behind bars. All inmates across the nation will be staying in their cells for 14 days. Officials will then reevaluate and decide whether to extend that time. Joe Biden is holding a lead over President Trump in a new national poll. That survey from Reuters Ipsos showing the former VP with a 6-point lead over the incumbent, 46% to 40%. Biden, seeking the Democratic nomination, has been pulling away from the only other one in the race, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. You could say Apple is claiming a popular weather app for itself as the tech giant has acquired Dark Sky, but terms of the deal have not been made public. It does mean the app will no longer be available on Android devices beginning in July. Dark Sky received rave reviews for its up-to-the-minute precipitation forecasts and clean design and user-friendly functions. A man from the United Kingdom is the new champion of aging, you could say, as Guinness World Records has recognized Bob Whiten as the oldest man in the world. He's 112 years old, given the title after the previous record holder died in February. Guinness put together a remote video ceremony due to Wayton's county being on lockdown because of coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.